Our morning conversation this morning focuses on World Interfaith Harmony Week, which will be celebrated in and around Carbondale through the Carbondale Interfaith Council. Our guests this morning are Father Bob Flannery, who is the priest at St. Francis Xavier Church here in Carbondale, and he's also the ecumenical and interreligious officer for the Diocese of Belleville. Also, Luke Tolley, who is the past bishop of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Carbondale and currently the president of the Carbondale Interfaith Council. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's good to be here.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, as we said at the start, this is a celebration of World Interfaith Harmony Week. It's a time for all of the different faith communities to come together and talk about what they're all about and celebrate that diversity, correct?
Yes.
What types of things here locally can people see and do?
Well, each day, beginning with February 2nd, we're going to have a chance for people to stop by various houses of faith and to experience either worship, but for the most part, just to come and hear about what that particular faith tradition is all about. For instance, the Muslim community is inviting people to come for their service, and then they'll have an explanation afterwards. At St. Francis Xavier on Thursday, we will ask people to gather at 7, and then we'll say something about the Catholic Church, and then we'll talk about our ritual and actually some of our items that we use for liturgy and the different things that kind of make us unique in terms of Catholic people.
One of the things I've really enjoyed about being involved in the Interfaith Council is the opportunity to see different houses of worship, to see the similarities that we do have, because we really do have many things in common. And this gives other people an opportunity to do a similar thing. Most people don't feel comfortable, for instance, walking into the synagogue and asking questions about what it's like. And this gives them a time when they're able to do that and able to see how other people of other faiths worship.
How important is it, in both of your opinions, to break down those barriers which are bred through ignorance? People just don't know what goes on inside those walls.
It's so important because a lot of times people have stereotypes or caricatures. They think it's one way and it's completely different. So meeting people, getting to know them, and understanding their faith tradition. And for many of us, they're so similar, certainly for the different Christian traditions, but even the fact that we come out of the Jewish tradition and Islamic, we are Abrahamic faith traditions, the three Jewish, Christian, and Islam all come from Abraham. So to remind ourselves of that and so many things that we have in common. So getting to know people, to realize that we're not that different from one another. We may have different expressions of our faith, but so much in common.
Carbondale kind of sits on the very edge of what people like to call the Bible Belt, and they see that as a heavily Christian area, heavily Protestant area. Mm-hmm. But Carbondale is a little bit different. It has quite a bit more diversity than some of those other areas.
It really does, and a large part of that is due to the university. Because of the influx of students, not only from different parts of the United States, but also from different parts of the world, we're able to get a diversity of religious belief in this area, which is a really, as you mentioned, it's sort of unique, and it's a great benefit.
You can learn more about the events that will be going on as a part of World Interfaith Harmony Week coming up. It starts this Saturday, and you can get the entire schedule at the Carbondale Interfaith Council's website. That's cdaleinterfaith.org, C-D-A-L-E, interfaith.org. The entire schedule is listed there, and as you said, it starts on Saturday, runs through the following Friday. For people who are a little bit nervous about trying something new, what do you recommend? What's the easiest way to take that first step?
I would say just come to one of the different places as you see the schedule, and just you'll be welcome with open arms, because we're looking forward for people to come and join us, and no expectations other than just being informed and asking questions. And it's a wonderful way to find out about our neighbor.
It really is. Or if people are also interested in participating, they could look at the information on the Carbondale Interfaith Council website and look at attending one of our other meetings. Everybody is welcome.
In terms of how an interfaith community affects the community in a larger sense, how important is it to have so many different opinions and different perspectives available?
I think it really helps us to focus on the things that are important. Sometimes the differences between religions seem insurmountable, and yet when it comes down to it, most people are after things like peace and justice and harmony. And so being able to see this diversity helps us to remember the great foundation that we really do have in common.
And our main theme is love made visible, so that trying to understand that we hold so many things in common and that we build on that, which is a source of unity, which is a human value, and we realize that we have differences of opinion. Sometimes we talk about those not in a controversial way where we're debating, but where we're trying to understand and appreciate where other people are coming from.
So many times you hear about, well, whatever religion a particular person practices, we get so entrenched in that, those little bitty details, even where we sit, that it's uncomfortable even to sit in a different place within that worship service. What types of things does the Interfaith Council do during the year outside of, say, this Interfaith Harmony Week? What are we doing to kind of break down those barriers?
One of the programs that we have that has been going on for quite some time are the Ralph Anderson Interfaith Dialogues. And these are dialogues that are held on a Monday night, and they will have a certain subject where they will discuss this in an open environment where people can come and sort of, again, learn and explore these differences.
Right, and also to remember one of our services that we do, the Good Samaritan Ministries came from the Carbondale, originally Interchurch Council, and even it's interesting, even when we were interchurch, we still had the Jewish people and the Muslim people that were part of it. So finally, about 10 or 11 years ago, we voted to be interfaith because that's really who we were. So we support that and their ministries, their food bank and collection. We have a prayer cycle where we pray for one another's congregations, which is a beautiful thing that we're remembering that we're all part of God's people and trying to work together in this world together.
And again, the World Interfaith Harmony Week is coming up this next week. The celebrations here within the Carbondale area start Saturday, February 2nd. You can get more information on a large variety of different faith communities here in Carbondale and more information at cdaleinterfaith.org. The entire schedule is listed there, as well as contact information for you to get in touch with these various communities. Do you find that particularly in the student community, there's always that kind of search for the place where they fit in? I assume this would be a nice week for them to try these sorts of things out.
I think it would be a great opportunity for them, yeah.
Right, to explore and to find out that we're not so different in many things in terms of our scriptures or understanding of them, and just to see what other people are about. I think that's part of what a university education is all about, that people explore and come to understand more than what they normally know.
Sure, and of course, the information that's available at the Interfaith Council's website is more than just the schedule that's coming up. If you'd like to get in touch, learn more about the various faith communities that are located here in the Carbondale area, go to cdaleinterfaith.org. Father Bob, Luke, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Thank you for inviting us.